The U.S. Post Office is going to buy a lot more electric trucks because it went back and revisited its numbers. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. When the U.S. Post Office announced 2 years ago that only 10% of its next-generation delivery trucks was going to be electric, it was ridiculed by almost everybody. But the Post Office said its analysis demonstrated that electric trucks were not cost-effective. But it also assumed that gasoline was only going to cost $2.18 over the next 10 years. And it thought that it would cost $20,000 per charger to put chargers at post offices. And it found out that the new postal truck with an internal combustion engine would only get 8 miles to the gallon. So when it went back and revisited its numbers, the post office suddenly realized that electric trucks were actually quite affordable. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.